With Cardinal World Series champion Brad Thompson and Chris Ronji, I'm Randy Carricker. It is the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN, and a St. Louis-based company has gone a long way towards helping reduce some of the stress for the medical community during the course of the coronavirus pandemic. The company is MPG Tandem, and their president is David LaRusso, who joins us now on 101 ESPN. David, thanks so much for taking some time with us today. We appreciate it and appreciate what you're doing during these times.
Well, thanks for having us, and we appreciate the chance to talk with you.
Well, David, as you know, man, the world is crazy enough right now. Business in general is difficult enough for everybody to keep going. With that in mind, why was it so important for you guys to put your focus towards the community, towards the need that's here?
Well, we've been in the healthcare market for a while, supplying uniforms to nurses in the hospitals and other healthcare facilities, and it just seemed natural because all of a sudden, a few weeks ago, our phone started ringing off the hook for people looking for the protective personal protective equipment, and we were able to provide it, and we've helped out a number of local hospitals, lots of nursing homes, lots of governmental agencies across the United States.
Well, how much greater has the demand been for scrubs? And we know that the N95 masks are really, they have been difficult to come by for a lot of places, so they are in high demand. How much greater is the demand for all that stuff right now compared to normal times?
Well, it's really gone through the roof, and a lot of it, unfortunately, is just a bureaucracy that takes place among the countries. You mentioned the N95 mask. You know, for a while last week, those were shut down coming out of China because of a dispute between our FDA here and then the Chinese equivalent of the FDA there. You know, all the while frontline docs and nurses are screaming for the stuff. But, you know, we were able to work through that. Us and other companies were able to work through that. And the N95 masks are being supplied in great quantities now to the people who need them.
So what was the disagreement exactly? It doesn't really seem to make a whole lot of sense to be having disagreements right now.
Well, it's whether the product itself may met the FDA standard here in the United States. And without getting too technical, that type of equipment, there's like level one, level two, and level three. And you really need the level three equipment to properly protect yourself when you're taking care of a patient that has the virus or has a serious case of the flu or TB or diseases of that sort of nature. It's in a lot different than a level one product, which might work for like an admitting clerk or somebody that's not directly treating the patient. So it's just whether or not the Chinese product met the same FDA requirement.
David LaRusso is the president of Fenton-based MPG Tandem. And David, you mentioned that you guys are in the healthcare industry and masks and other items. Give us some background on MPG Tandem. I'll bet there's a lot of people in the area that aren't aware of MPG Tandem.
Well, yeah, I would say that most people in the area are not aware of us. We have been around for a while, 20 years, and we started out as a traditional promotional products company, selling anything you could put a logo on, like hats or coffee mugs or T-shirts or whatever. In 2001, we transformed ourselves into providing employee uniforms. So we sell lots of uniforms for workers such as the ushers at the Cardinal ball game or the Clydesdale handlers at Anheuser-Busch. We sell a lot to the St. Louis City and County and State of Missouri, State of Illinois. Just traditional uniforms. And then when the Great Recession hit in 2008, we took another change or transformation into healthcare. And that's where we started providing uniforms to nurses and support staff in healthcare facilities. And our concept's a little bit different. We actually take the store to the healthcare facility, and we sell to the employees right on site. So we would be in a conference room at St. Luke's Hospital or something of that nature. So it's really a great convenience that we offer to the nurses and healthcare workers, because they've been working long shifts, and this way they can just kind of come during their lunch hours or whatnot. So we've been doing that, like I said, since 2008. And we're really one of the larger independent retailers of nurses' uniforms in the two-state area of Missouri and Illinois.
Well, I tell you what, David, I suggest for any of our listeners right now to go check out your website. Go to mpgtandem.com, and it's amazing the amount of things that you offer there at the website and things that you can do. But with the focus currently on the PPE equipment, whether it be the masks, the scrubs, or whatever it is the rest, if somebody went to MPG Tandem currently and wanted to look at something else, is everything still available right now, or is the focus mainly on PPE?
Well, everything is still available, but I can tell you that some of our lines of traditional business have gone away to absolutely nothing. So that's really how serious this is going to be for, you know, small businesses across the United States and across our city and county and stuff. You know, the traditional stuff is just not right there, is not there right now. There's nobody's working. Everybody is, of course, sheltering in place as they've been instructed. So we're lucky. We've been able to adapt and hopefully survive by focusing more on the PPE, just like the restaurants have gone to takeout and delivery. But, you know, as a company or as an economy, those are really kind of short-term solutions to what hopefully is not products they need, and they go and they buy it. Unfortunately, some of the larger healthcare groups kind of get tied up in their own red tape and kind of their traditional methods of purchasing these equipment, and they're not doing so well. And the reason we can say that is, you know, we'll have nurses come into our retail stores asking for masks, and you know, if working at the same hospitals that are saying, oh, they have plenty of equipment. So it there's definitely two different tales there.
So what about the average person that wants to get something for themselves? Because they're telling us now you need to have it's a mask, or a good idea to have a mask if you're out in public doing anything, or people are looking for hand sanitizer, that sort of thing. Are there avenues for an average person to go get those things?
Well, I don't think there's an avenue yet for the average person. We are seeing a lot of businesses, though, that are actively getting product, non-medical, you know, face masks and stuff, non-medical grade face masks for their employees, whether it's landscapers or door repair companies or grocery stores or whatever. We're starting to see those inquiries. So I think when things kind of get better, we'll have a mask on. Probably provided by their employer, or, you know, they got it at work. The individual really doesn't have an outlet yet. You know, there have been some situations, I know, where Home Depot was selling the individuals, and Target was selling the individuals, and they actually underwent a lot of public criticism because they were selling the mask rather than kind of giving them away. And that's, you know, that's a novel concept, but, you know, most businesses cannot afford to give away things. So,
David, a lot of people making their own masks. And as you mentioned, for example, Schnucks has requested that people, when they go into Schnucks stores, they would prefer that they wear a mask. And a lot of people trying to make a mask at home. Is there any specific item that you say, okay, if you're going to make your own mask, this is something that you have to have to make it safe and worthwhile?
Well, the biggest thing there is you want to make sure that they're going to wear the mask. And a lot of the products that we've seen so far, like, are in very dark colors, black or navy, which is going to attract the heat. So the one bit of advice I would give somebody is to make sure they're lightweight fabrics and lightweight colors. And they really do serve, the homemade masks are serving a tremendous service to everybody, really, because it keeps them from wearing a medical grade mask, which our healthcare workers so desperately need.
I wanted to ask, because we know the times again, and people have been laid off left and right, and there are a lot of people just kind of searching for something. I would have to think, for you to be able to still be running, and I know business isn't normal right now for you guys, but there's got to be some sort of sense of pride or just a happiness that over at MPG Tandem, you still have a workforce. You're still providing a job. I mean, that's a beautiful thing right now.
Yes, it is, and you know, we're very happy we can do it, and we, you know, every day we wake up and basically say, well, I hope we can do this for another day. Conditions are tough, but you know, as a small company, we're a little bit more nimble than what bigger companies have to go through. So it's really that nimbleness that's allowed us to, you know, kind of get by during these times. So. We are trying our best to make sure that we can avoid mass layoffs and reduction in salaries and all that. But it's going to be tough for not only this company, but for all small businesses, medium-sized businesses that are, you know, don't have a large war chest built up.
David, I want to get a clarification on the homemade mask that you mentioned a moment ago, and in the lightweight fabric. Is there a point, though, where the fabric, like, what exactly should people be using? Because I've heard that some fabrics, it doesn't even matter if you have it on because it doesn't filter anything out. So there's no real point in doing it if you're not using the right thing or the right material. So what specifically should people be using?
Well, you want to use a cotton fabric, or as much cotton in the fabric as you can. 100% cotton would be perfect, but most fabrics today are a blend, like 60% cotton, 40% polyester. But so as long as they have cotton to it, it will filter most of the aerosols that you could be breathing in or whatever. You know, also absorb it before it enters into your nasal passage or, into your mouth area. So, you know, something there is better than nothing. And if it's the more of the cotton in there, the better it is.
Hey, David, before we let you go, how dramatically has the business changed? How many masks were you guys producing before all this started? How many are you producing now?
Our average order right now, it looks, you know, somewhere 50,000 or 100,000 disposable face masks, maybe 10,000 N95 masks. We've received orders as big as 50,000 to 100,000 disposable gowns. Those are much greater levels than what we normally sell. The other big thing too is the infrared thermometers. You're going to see those all over the place, and it wouldn't surprise me that if in order to enter a Cardinal baseball game, hopefully here before too much longer, that somebody won't take your temperature to let you into the ballpark.
Wow. It's a different time now in America and around the world, no doubt about it. David LaRusso from MPG Tandem, Fenton-based MPG Tandem. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. We appreciate what your company is doing.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for having me.
You got it. That is David LaRusso, and you can check out what they have at mpgtandem.com. And BT, as you mentioned, with the website, there is a lot more than just the medical supplies. But right now, as you might imagine, they're very focused. He just talked about the number of masks that are getting ordered, very focused on medical.
Yeah, and guys, that Randy, him at the very end there talking about going into a stadium and them checking your temperature before you go in. I know they're doing it in a lot of ERs around the country. Over in other countries, they are taking your temperature before you go into a public place you know, just to make sure that you don't have a fever. People talking about and complaining about security lines now, getting into an event, an arena, a stadium. Imagine if they're taking temperature too, and how much more time that's going to take to get inside the building if they're doing that. And they're going to check your pockets to make sure you're not carrying any weapons on you.
Right.
Well,
the security lines are going
to
be.
You would be to go, I would think.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to go early. I mean, really early. They tell you to do it now anyway. But if they add temperature taking to the mix, I mean, you're talking about even more time added getting inside the building.
And that's the way it is right now at hospitals. Obviously, they aren't checking to the level of that they do at the ballpark for security. But if you're an employee of a hospital, you have to have your temperature taken when you walk through the door for work every morning. So that's just, or night, whenever your shift might be, that's just part and parcel of the new America. And it's going to be a new abnormal for us. It's just something that we're going to have to get used to.
Well, I wonder about the temperature taking, if that lasts forever or if it only lasts through the end of this virus, which is when the vaccine shows up, or maybe late next year. I wonder if it lasts forever, because the security measures, I don't know, but the security measures have been in place and have ramped up since 9/11. Like, we never took the foot off the gas when it came to that stuff. We're still taking our shoes off going into the airport. They're still doing these checkpoints getting into the buildings. So we haven't eased up on that, and in fact, I think it's gotten more strict as the years have gone
by. No doubt.
So I wonder about the temperature thing and how long that'll be part of our lives.
Yeah. It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Coming up, Tiger King is just the gift that keeps on giving. That's next before Take It or Leave It on 101 ESPN.